Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
This would sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of the old ultra-violence.
That's right, friends. And after listening to episode 72 of Radio Free Bongo, you just might even want to do harm to yourself. Besides being episode 72, this is also our third year anniversary. Yes, it was March 10th of 2006 where we put our first podcast up for your approval, and we're entering our fourth year. Wow. I never thought we'd go this long myself, but here we are, number 72. Well, anyway, tonight we're going to cover two subjects that are near and dear to my heart, love and marriage. But we're going to do them in reverse order, you know, basically covering marriage first. But remember, guys, before the wedding, you have to have the bachelor party.
Brother Raccoon, Brother Raccoon, quiet, please, quiet.
Oh, here he is.
Brother Raccoons, as you know, we are gathered here for a very sad occasion. We are throwing this farewell party for one of our brothers. Brother Saxon here, who tomorrow night is walking the last mile.
Duh.
Because tomorrow night at this time, Brother Saxon will be a married man. Now I think it only fitting and proper that we call on Brother Saxon to say a few words now, because this may be the last time he ever has a chance to open his mouth again.
I
you
know.
Pale already.
Don't worry about him. Go ahead, brother.
I know that all of you brothers must have been joking about the things you said about marriage tonight. I'm very happy.
That's because you ain't married yet. Wait till tomorrow.
Huh? You are a riot.
I think it only proper that, being he's going to be a relative of mine, shortly, I should say a few words at such an occasion. Gentlemen, I am sorry to say that I feel very sad tonight, because I am largely responsible for the predicament that he's going to be in starting tomorrow. You see, I introduced him to my sister-in-law, Agnes. So it is obviously my fault, because you can see that he doesn't know what he's doing.
I'm very happy.
Hey, that proves it. He's stoned. Well, there is a silver lining to this cloud. However, I think that I end up with most of the silver in this cloud. You see, he's marrying my wife, Alice's sister. So, therefore, he is going to have the golden opportunity of sharing that sweet, dear, old mother-in-law of mine. Oh, oh, oh.
Gentlemen.
It's hot tonight.
With your kind indulgence, Brother Raccoons, I'd like to propose a toast to Brother Saxon.
A toast.
Here is to you, Brother Saxon. May your life be rosy and bright. If you'll take the advice from an old married man, you will get out of town tonight.
Well, it ain't something that I like to see, and I hope it never happens to me. When you see a smiling woman and a frowning man, she got a ring in his nose and a ring on her hand. A guy, he was real plucky. That was of course until he got lucky. When you see a smiling woman and a frowning man, she got a ring in his nose and a ring on her hand. Now, no, you men think that you're all right, and the one you got, well, she's all right. When you see a smiling woman and a frowning man, she got a ring in his nose and a ring on her hand. Well, oh, of course, until he got lucky with his ear. Smiling woman and a frowning man. She got a ring in his nose and a ring on her hand. That you all right, or the one you got, well, she's all right. When you see a smiling woman and a frowning man, she got a ring on his nose and a ring on her hand. Ring in his nose and a ring on her hand. Ring in his nose and a ring on her hand. Ring in his nose and a ring on her hand. Oh, how's that? Sometime. That's the way it goes. Oh.
Marriage is nothing but a three-ring circus. First the engagement ring, and then the wedding ring, and then suffering.
I was young, I've been very hard to please, and I don't know wrong from right. But there is one thing I could never understand, some of the sick things that a girl does to a man. So I'm just sitting on a fence. You can say I got no sense, trying to make up my mind. Really is so hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence. All of my friends at school grew up and settled down, and they mortgaged up their lives. One thing's not said too much, but I think it's true. They just get married 'cause there's nothing else to do. So I'm just sitting on a fence. You can say I got no sense. Trying to make up my mind really is too hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence. On a fence. You can say I got no sense. Trying to make up my mind really is too hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence.
The day can come when you get old and sick and tired of life. You just never realize. Maybe the choice you made wasn't really right. But you go out and you don't come back at night. So
I'm just sitting on a fence. You can say I got no sense. Trying to make up my mind really is too hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence.
Quarrels and how it always ends, and how a couple loses touch and never make amends, and how they weave a false cocoon, and how the web extends. But I've never heard of lovers that could be best friends. Yes, I've heard that love that's lasting comes far and in between. and how that childhood sweetheart gets ornery and mean. They always say the honeymoon is where the romance ends, but I've never heard of lovers that could be best friends. Oh, yeah. Dirty stories about your last affair and how you got in houses when you knew no one was there. If you want to find a lover gonna love you to the end, go on and find yourself a lover that can be your best friend.
Keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
Tonight with, of course, the Honeymooners, Jackie Gleason and Art Carney in particular, with The Bachelor Dinner from the 1956 episode of The Honeymooners called Here Comes the Bride. That was followed by Savoy Brown. He's got a ring in his nose and a ring on her hand. from the 1969 album, Blue Matter. That was followed by Lou Costello telling us about the three rings of marriage. The Rolling Stones then gave us Sitting on a Fence from the Flowers album of 1967. After that, we had Best Friends, the 1966 Love and Spoonful song from their Hums album. And we ended it up with the Georgia Satellites. 1986 was that one, and it was Keep Your Hands to Yourself. A bit of a Chuck Berry Rolling Stones influence on that one, to be sure. Good song. Well, we have much more music for you tonight, but let's take care of some business first. I'd like to remind you to check out the podcast of Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus, which can be found on our homepage, our website, which is radiofreebongo.tripod.com. And if you go to our favorite links page, you will find the link for Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus. And also, I want you to take a look at that page, and you'll see the new effort by Randy Bone, The Show, which airs live on Sunday night, early Monday morning, from 12 midnight till 3 or 4, whenever he feels like leaving. We do hope you'll catch that and enjoy it. We also want to remind you that Let There Be Country, that great country show on two times a week at WFDU 89.1 at WFDU.net. Jess and Barry handle that Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 1, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. that is. Do check it out. You have some great country stuff and some things you haven't heard for a while. And now we're going to get back to our music. Our second set of music tonight is going to continue along with our tribute to marriage. And we're also going to throw in a little housekeeping for you.
I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to do the pony. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to want a party. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
Kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss. She she's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Eat for dinner. I must be hungry for it. disorder in the house. The tub running over, plaster falling down in pieces by the couch of pain. Disorder in the house. Time to duck and cover. Helicopters hover over rough terrain. Disorder in the house. Reptile wisdom. Zombies on the lawn, staggering around. Disorder in the house. There's a flaw in the system, and the fly in the ointment's gonna bring the whole thing down. Floodgates are open. We've let the demons loose. The big guns have spoken, and we've fallen for the ruse. Even the last of Absol seems to be ashamed.
Only one hell out of myself.
Disorder in the house. The doors are coming off the hinges. The earth will open and swallow up the real estate. I just got my paycheck. I'm gonna paint the whole town gray. Whether it's a night in Paris or a Fresno matinee, it's the home of the brave and the land of the free, where the less you know, the better off you'll be.
House in the country. find a manhole there. Yes, yes, I need you. Come, let me feed you. I've never tried to. Come, let me hide you. House of the country. House of the country. Keep on the floor there, don't ask for more there. Some makes you want to, glad you came up to. House in the country. House in the country.
Alrighty then, that was a pretty good one. So let's go back and see what we did. We started our second set with Nick Lowe and Rockpile doing I Knew the Bride When She Used to Rock and Roll from 1977, and definitely another Chuck Berry influence there. I believe he loosely took that after Chuck's You Never Can Tell. Good one again, some real ass-kicking rock and roll on that one, I'll tell you. After that, we had the fabulous, the one and only Mrs. Miller from 1965 doing a cover of Jody Miller's Queen of the House, which was basically King of the Road by Roger Miller with different lyrics. We followed the madness of Mrs. Miller with the British group Madness doing Our House from 1982. And you should also do a Google search for the video of that song and check it out. A definite Monty Python type of arrangement that I believe you'll get a kick out of. After Madness, we continued setting up house with the Rolling Stones from their 1969 album Let It Bleed with Live With Me. And that song is a fine example of why the Rolling Stones are the greatest rock and roll band in the world, featuring Mick Taylor, who had just joined the group on guitar, and Bobby Keys on saxophone, making the first of many appearances with the Rolling Stones. And in my humble opinion, Bobby Keys blows away the big man. Take that, Clarence. After the Rolling Stones, we had the late Warren Zevon with, ironically, Bruce Springsteen doing Disorder in the House, which was actually a kind of shot at the Bush administration, if you listen to the words pretty closely. And that came from his album called The Wind, which was released in 2003, about 2 weeks before Warren passed away. And we ended up the set with Al Kooper, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, 1968, with House in the Country, one of my all-time favorites. I just love that song. So, we're getting ready to continue on now. We're going to get on with our third set, which will cover love. But just remember, beauty is only skin deep.
Who cares if you're Jewish and your breath smells of garlic and your nose is a shiny red light? To me, you are gorgeous and everything's right when I turn off the living room light. Your clothes are old-fashioned, your knuckles are bony, your hair looks a terrible sight. But I don't have to see you the way that you are when I turn off the living room light. When I turn off the living room light. you are when I turn off the living room light. Well, it's not that you are ugly, and I'm not being cruel. It helps me to relax, dear. It helps to keep me cool. Now I am not intending to make you feel ashamed. What's wrong in me pretending? 'Cause you can't help being plain. Your nose may be bulbous, your face may be spotty, your skin may be wrinkled and tight, but I don't want to see you the way that you are. I turn off the living room lights. We don't feel so ugly, we don't feel so draggy, we don't feel so twisted up tight, and we don't feel as ugly as we really are when we turn off the living room lights. When we turn off the living room lights, we don't feel as ugly as we really are when we turn off.
Well, wouldn't you marry a pretty girl like that?
No. I marry a homely girl.
Why?
Well, if you marry a pretty girl like her, she's liable to run away.
Well, a homely girl is apt to run away, too.
Yeah, but who cares?
Make a pretty one for your wife. So for my personal part of you, get an ugly girl to marry you.
A pretty woman makes her husband look small,
and very often causes his downfall. As soon as he marries her, then she starts to do the things that will break his heart. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman cooking meals on time, she'll always give you peace of mind. If you wanna be for the rest of your life, never make a pretty one for your wife. So from my personal point of view, get another girl to marry you. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty one for your wife. So for my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
Say, man,
hey, baby,
I saw your wife the other day.
Yeah,
yeah, she's ugly.
Yeah,
she's ugly,
but she's so good, cook, baby.
Every time I try to eat in a restaurant, the cook and
drives me away and sends me back home with cooking guts. So
one thing that really hurts a lot of women, I'm talking to you modern women, I'm talking to you new style women in your fancy clothes and phony pose. Plenty of prim, 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 prim pants around, but nothing that you're putting down make your man gain a pound. A man will do an awful lot of looking, but he's always coming home to get his cooking. Don't get too fancy, ladies. Keep something to cook in the pot. Just feed your man one good meal every day. Sit him down there, then watch him working. Every bite plays a part, fills him up and feeds him, gives him a warmer kind of feeling in his heart.
You find yourself a woman, you like the way she looks. She charming and she pretty, but you say it's lots of trouble to cook.
Make her cook, make her cook.
You meet up with a Debbie, she's in the social book. She's lovely and she loves you, but she pay a servant double to cook.
Make her cook.
If a woman can cook, it don't matter much how she looks. I just found a woman, she ain't nothing for looks. But out in the kitchen, she tends to business and cooks. Talking about soul food, plenty of good soulful food. Kidney stew, hot biscuits, and that's home cooking for two. Hot cornbread, and that's home cooking for two. Hot cold cake, and that's real down, down home. Home cooking for two. Down home, home cooking for two.
Are you the reason I'm riding around on recap tires?
Shop.
You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same. I guess that we won't ever have everything we need, 'cause when we get ahead, it's got a double mouth to feed.
And that's the reason that my good looks and my figure is gone.
And that's the reason that I ain't got no hair to comb. And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Well, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same.
Conway, why in the devil don't you go and shave and put on a clean pair of pants?
But Loretta, look at yourself. Now I wish you'd take them curlers out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah, Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family anyway.
Oh, they did, huh? Well, what about the ones that's bald?
Well, I guess you might say they took after me.
Hey there, welcome back. Our third set tonight opened with The Kinks from 1973, doing what I love to refer to as their tender love ballad, When I Turn Out the Living Room Lights. After that, we had Bobby Bear from 1979 with I Never Went to Bed with an Ugly Woman, and that was followed by Jerry Reed from 1970 telling us how he wants to find an ugly woman. After that, we had Abbott and Costello from their 1942 movie, Pardon My Sarong, with Lou explaining why he'd only marry a homely girl. Good logic there. That was followed by Jimmy Soul from 1963 with his classic If You Wanna Be Happy. Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross then did Home Cookin' from 1960. And we ended up the set with the great Conway Twitty, Hello Darling, teaming up with the equally great Loretta Lynn on You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly from 1981. And now I see that our time is growing short, so it's time to give you that one more before we scoot on out of here for the night. And this is a real good one. This is Tom Rush's cover of Bo Diddley's Who Do You Love? And to my mind, the second best version of this song after Bo, of course. And it's interesting on this cut. It's from the album Take a Little Walk With Me of 1966, and it features a piano player named Roosevelt Gook. Some believe that Roosevelt Gook is actually Bob Dylan. Others believe that it was Al Cooper using that assumed name to collect a second musician's fee on the album. Anyway, take care all, and we'll see you next time.
Take a walk with me, Eileen, tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I got a tombstone and a graveyard mind. I'm just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Eileen took me by my hand to say, hey, Bo Diddley, no, I understand. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Hey! I'm going round town with a rattlesnake whip. You take it easy, no reason to give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? That night was dark, the sky was blue. Down the alley an ice wagon flew. Door banged open, somebody screamed. You oughta heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made out of rattlesnake hide. There's a little bitty chimney built up on top, made out of a human skull. Come on, baby, take a walk with me, Eileen, tell me, who do you love?